Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll be joined by Patrick Mahomes. I got a chance to catch up with him earlier in the day. I don't know why we're doing this thing all over again. Now, I watch Monday Night Football. I imagine that many of you also watched Monday Night Football yesterday, the real one, not the fake one that was on ESPN Plus. I didn't watch too much of that, but we're doing this thing all over again with the Ravens. You know what we're doing. Here's Mike Greenberg.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you guys. All that making fun of me you did when I said he's the MVP of the league. And, oh, no, everyone yelled at me. He's not even the MVP on his own team. Derrick Henry is the difference. You watch that team with him, they are markedly different. Lamar is brilliant. He's been brilliant a long time. This team is markedly different because of that
monster. You remember? Hold on. You remember?
So Lamar's not the MVP of his team just because he's been good for a long time?
No, he threw five touchdown passes.
I want to focus on Henry.
In the same way that Randy Moss was the difference when he came to New England, Tom Brady was already a great quarterback.
Yeah.
But that elevated everything, basically to the point of being unstoppable.
Yes.
And that's what this guy has done. If this guy is healthy, nobody beats the Ravens.
I understand picking the Ravens. I do. I know you guys might be mad at me for saying this, but everybody doesn't have to think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. Like, you're allowed to pick another team to win the Super Bowl. That's part of sports. Rob and I might not both think the Celtics are winning the championship again, or, you know, that Georgia's going to win the national championship in football. You're allowed to make different picks, but did he say that if Derrick Henry is healthy, there's nobody beating the Ravens? That they've lost this season. What is he talking about?
When healthy, mind you.
Are they undefeated? Am I missing something? I know for a fact I've seen them lose this season. They've lost twice when he's healthy. One of those games they lost to the Raiders at home. They lost to the Raiders. You're telling me you can't see a scenario in which Baltimore loses to any other team in the NFL? They're just, why are we doing this to the Ravens? We do this every single year. I like the Ravens. I really do. The Ravens have been really impressive. They were impressive last night. I mean, this has been a great stretch for the Ravens. They went on the road and beat the Cowboys. They beat Buffalo. I mean, they pounded Buffalo earlier this year. They beat everybody's new favorite, the Washington Commanders, certainly a favorite on this show. And they went on the road and beat Tampa Bay. The Ravens are playing well. If you want to say they're the biggest contender to the Chiefs, sure. Have at it. If you want to say that this is Lamar Jackson's year and he's finally going to break through, sure, that's a fine take to have. Why do we always got to take it one step too far? You got that friend that just always takes the joke a little more. Like, bro, we all was kind of laughing and joking. You took it to a creepy place. They didn't have to go to. You didn't have to take the joke that far. You didn't have to make it where the needle skipped when you made the joke. No one's beating the Ravens with a healthy Derrick. They lost 26-23 to the Raiders earlier this year. They lost to the Chiefs. What are we talking about? I just don't know why we got to do this same thing. I don't know why we have to do this every single year. I don't know why we have to do this with the Ravens. They're a fun team. They're a talented team. I look outside. There's still leaves on the trees. I don't want to hear you talk to me about any of these other teams as long as I see green foliage outside. Don't talk to me about Buffalo if I can see leaves outside. Don't talk to me about Baltimore when I can see foliage. Please stop discussing these teams with me, because we've been at this place before. Maybe this is just fatigue. We did this in the Big 12 for the longest time. We did this in the Big 12. I hate to say it, but you guys remember when KU was winning the league, you know, back when they were the only basketball school in the league. Now they've added other basketball schools, and shockingly, KU can't win the league anymore. But back when they were the only one and they were beating up on Iowa State and Baylor and all these other Rudy Poo teams, we would try to find other teams to make the season more enjoyable.
Wasn't your team one of those teams?
A Rudy Poo team. My point exactly. A Rudy Poo team. Now you got Arizona and you got all these other teams in the league, and they're not winning the league anymore. That's not a shock to me. They got Arizona and Houston, and them boys is losing home and away now. I'm not surprised. Been telling you guys that for 30 years that the Big 12 was weak. That's what we're doing now in the AFC. It's weak. Stop talking to me about these other teams. I don't want to hear it anymore. And I hate to have this stance toward the Ravens because I like the Ravens. They're fun. They're a good team. You can't see a scenario in which they lose. They just lost a month ago. That's all I got on the Ravens.